In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. They're out to get me, you know. And I suppose they think they have every right to be out to get me. I've been a little bit critical. Their individualism, their materialism is ruining what has been one of the grandest experiments in social theory and social practice in the history of the world. But this country's not heading in a direction that I like, and it's kind of ironic, actually, because it's our ideas gone amok that they're practicing. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul does his hit on what we call Gnosticism. He affirms the goodness of the material, the materiality of our very beings and our individuality. We're not going to be absorbed in some great spirit in the sky, but we're going to be the individual people of God forever and ever. But materialism and individualism just ruin us and everything around us. And I don't like it. And people don't like my not liking it. But hostility, as we've just heard, is what we expect from the culture around us. As baptized children of God, we're designed to talk, and we're designed to talk before kings and governors and anybody else that will listen, and some that don't really want to. It's just who we are since the water and the resurrection. And it's going to get us into trouble. Makes me uncomfortable. I like to write about martyrs, but I don't really want to be one. In 1990, the Synod's Board for Youth Ministry at the time planned a journey fest, a trip behind the Iron Curtain. The Lord pulled a fast one on us and took the curtain down before we got there. But we went to Germany and to the German Democratic Republic and Poland anyway. But one of the advisors in planning this all was Herb Brokering, the poet, Earth and All Stars and so forth. Don't trust poets. We got to Frankfurt, went out to Worms to see where Luther would have said, "Here I stand," if he'd thought of it at the time. It's kind of a grassy knoll now over and against the cathedral there. And Herb says, "Your mentors," now I happen to be a mentor, a color man sort of, for one of the five buses. He said, "Your mentors are going to gather you together and talk about one time when they really had to take a stand for Jesus." About the 2 minutes that my 40-some people were gathering together, couldn't think of anything. And so I said, "I don't remember a time when I really had to take a stand for my faith. As a matter of fact, I think if right now they'd come with semi-automatics and line us up against the cathedral over there and say, 'Deny Christ or die,' my immediate reaction would be, 'Oh, I'm sure we can work out some reasonable compromise here.'" I didn't have the gift of martyrdom. I don't think I have it today. I'm confident that the Holy Spirit will give it to me on that day when it's necessary. That's just the world into which we've been reborn. But it's not the only picture of this world. Lutherans are not, as H. Richard Niebuhr would say, Christ against culture people. Our criticism of the society around us is always spoken out of a love for the culture, because it is a gift of God too. When I think of North American culture, specifically of U.S. American culture, I not only think of spacious skies and amber waves of grain, I think of jazz and John Updike or John Steinbeck. I'll grant you that I like Andrew Wyeth better than Andy Warhol. I think of blue passports and social media, whatever that means. So while we want to affirm our displeasure at all the abuses around us, this morning we confess that our risen Lord has given us a great many temporal blessings as well. And we take genuine pleasure in those blessings. We give him thanks for the freedoms that others misuse, just as we do. On the basis of my own experience, I am very glad that I am not as others have been, who had to endure the oppression of a National Socialist or an International Socialist government that was determined either by subtle means or not so subtle means to root out the church. It always amazes me how thankful Russian Christians can be for the gifts of literature and art and music that they have received in spite of one oppressive government after another providing the political and social framework for those blessings. So this week we see clearly now, since the Lord has come back from the dead, we see that he has come to claim lordship over us as his baptized people and our unbaptized neighbors also as those who are creatures of his creative hand and who have been given his gifts. The squatters need to know how to care for his vineyard. And so he calls us to be a part of our culture, to be an active part of the creative and the social and the political instruments that he has given us, also for giving him glory. And so this week, we give him thanks, not only for the resurrection of the body that he promises, not only for the resurrection of our baptism that we've already experienced, but also for our passports and for being able to pay taxes and to vote, to participate in the creative juices that flow still through our culture, for that mix of food and language and culture from all around the world that God has poured into this special mix stamped made in the USA by his grace. That's the way it is on this fifth day of our celebration of our Lord's resurrection in his year 2016. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds, even in the midst of a sometimes hostile culture, for faith forever.